Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dustin Litch for Richard, who is a DOT inspector.
Oh, what's that?
Department of Transportation. Oh. He's at a truck stop right now. So I don't know what truck stop, but if you're a truck driver, get your trucks right.
We appreciate
Richard
you, Richard.
Richard is on the loose. Yes. Happy Friday, Richard. Okay. I got to ask you a question because it's getting to the point now that I'm getting like annoyed with it. When it comes to Ollie, he's 5 years old.
Yeah.
Is there anything that he doesn't eat that you're like, why? All little kids like that.
Yeah. Candy.
What?
He's not my kid. I'm going to get a DNA test.
He doesn't like candy?
It's bizarre because every time I visit him, there's candy all over the house and I'm eating it and I need someone else to eat it so you feel better about yourself. So I offer it to my 5-year-old son. He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like candy.
It's bizarre.
Okay,
I know.
That might be even more crazy than what I was going to tell you. Carter does not eat macaroni and cheese.
Oh, it's Ollie's favorite thing.
Which, yeah, I feel like that is a kid staple.
How do you not like mac and cheese?
And it's for a mom. It's so easy to make. Come on, Carter, you're killing me with this.
What is it, 2 minutes in the microwave and you have your mac and cheese?
3.5. I know, because Colt will eat it, but Carter won't. And so I'm like, ugh. And it's such an easy side to do. Like if I'm making chicken or something, I'll just make a mac and cheese and then I'll give it to Colt. But Carter's like, no, I don't like it. He loves cheese. He loves pasta, but won't eat mac and cheese.
That was my next question. What about it doesn't he like?
I don't know.
I thought every kid in the world likes mac and cheese. I thought every kid in the world liked candy too, but what?
Well, I broke it down for him. I was like, babe, it's cheese and it's pasta. You like both things. And he's like, yeah, but combined, it just doesn't taste right. I don't know. So, I'm 39 and I think it tastes delicious.
It's amazing. Don't you like anything about this? Those little athlete, get some protein in him. You don't need all that carbs. Get some muscles
but
going.
I need a side to put with his chicken because that's my go-to as I make chicken almost every night. And so it's like, okay, what else do I put on the meal? You know? It drives me crazy.
Some greens?
Yeah, good luck. So, I have a better chance getting him to eat mac and cheese and greens.
I feel like everyone has that one thing that everyone loves and they don't. You know, for me, it's peanut butter.
Yes, which I still don't understand that.
The most overrated, excessively used food spread, whatever it is, in America.
Good. Leave more for me then.
You can have it all.
What is the one thing that everybody loves and you just can't eat?
Everyone has that one thing. 888-431-3764. Let us know. We all have that one thing that we don't like and everyone else likes, so it makes us look weird. Your son's is mac and cheese.
Yes, which drives me crazy because it's so easy to make. And he's like, I don't like it.
Mine is peanut butter. Very, very overrated. Excessively used in America. Like I say, what is yours, Kelly?
I don't know.
Are you perfect?
No, I'm definitely not perfect. There was one that came in. I'm trying to find the text message here. And I agree with, I believe it was from the 909, who said they don't like Bloody Marys. I'm not a Bloody Mary fan. Just give me my vodka, put some soda water in it. I'm good.
I'm extremely upset.
Yeah, I don't. The michelada, stuff like that.
Love.
Can't.
Save my life.
No. Nope.
Save my life on multiple occasions. Have it first thing in the morning when you've had a few too many drinks the night before. You can kick on the rest of the day.
Here we go. 909. Bloody Marys. I want to like them, but I can't do it.
I absolutely love them. Someone says, the 909 here says they won't eat In-N-Out.
Oh.
Gross.
You know what? People either love it or they hate it.
And
they said, yeah, they think it's overrated. I've heard that before. I am an In-N-Out fan. So the 626, I don't know about this one, though. I've never liked bacon. What? Bacon makes everything better.
I'm getting angry. We got to change this subject. I'm getting angry. 951, my daughter won't eat lasagna. I thought everyone
so
ate
good.
Lasagna.
Yeah. Monica and Hemet, what is it that everybody likes that you just can't stand?
This is really bad, but I'm Mexican and I hate avocado.
Ah!
No!
And you're Mexican. That's outrageous. Blasphemous.
Have you always hated it, or did you just burn yourself out on it?
Nope. Always hated it, and I don't even like guacamole.
Oh, my God. Monica, does your family like you?
Yeah.
What's the word
but
like?
They just think it's weird. I tried it. I've tried it many times.
Yeah, it's sacrilegious.
I think the only thing I'll eat is like the guacamole salsa, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like a mix.
Keith and Hammett, what is it you don't like?
Pumpkin pie.
I love
pumpkin. You like pumpkin pie?
Yes.
I love it.
But I only like pumpkin pie like Thanksgiving time, and it has to have a ton of whipped cream on it.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, it's always everybody eats it, and I can't stand it.
I can't eat it by itself, I will say that. The whipped cream is a must.
I agree with you completely. 951 Christina here says it's steak for me. Yeah.
Really?
Can we just move on from that? I don't want to talk about
it. No, here's another 951. My son doesn't like pizza. Okay, that might be worse than mac and cheese.
I thought everyone in the world loves French fries and pizza, I thought they're the two things that everyone loves.
You said that, somebody's going to text in now and say,
right,
I don't like French fries.
888-431-3764. What does everyone like that you just don't like?
People are weird with these food things that they don't like. I thought Carter was the strange one. He doesn't like mac and cheese. What child does not like mac and cheese?
I haven't heard of one, but I thought I was weird that I don't like peanut butter. There is plenty of weirder people out there, so feel better about yourself. 951, chicken drumsticks. Who doesn't like meat? Oh, a lot of people don't like meat. I'll take that back.
No, and chicken drumsticks, I will agree with that one. If I'm going to have wings, I'd rather have them boneless. I'm not trying to look like a caveman.
I'm really upset with you.
I would agree with that one. This one, though, Jan from the 951, I don't like wine. Wine?
She needs to go look in a mirror and have just a good, hard, honest look about herself and reassess your life, Jan, because it will help you in all regards. Assume you only have one or two a night.
And I don't know if this one's worse or on the same level than 909. I don't like coffee. Not even the smell of it.
I wouldn't be able to do my job.
I couldn't function without
it's
coffee.
It's a lifesaver. What about watermelon? I thought everyone liked watermelon.
I love watermelon.
So
yeah.
Do I.
Sandy in Riverside, what is the one food item that everybody loves that you just don't like?
I cannot stand sweet potatoes.
I don't think I could live without sweet potatoes.
When I was a little girl, my aunt thought it was in my head. So she went and made a sweet potato pie, and she had this big dinner. I'm sitting there. She goes, okay, go get the pumpkin pie, right? I bring it over. She gives me a piece. I took one bite, and I almost barfed right there on the table.
I love a little bit of honey on my sweet potato.
No, it's a texture, I think.
You like regular potatoes, though, right?
Oh, are you kidding? Potato anything.
And Guy, you mentioned somebody not liking French fries. 909, I don't like French fries.
We got one.
What is wrong with people?
How is it possible? I don't understand how your taste buds cannot like French fries.
Joanne in Fontana, what is something that everybody likes that you can't stand?
Not me, my husband. He hates cheese.
Oh!
No!
Cheese is my favorite thing. No! Divorce him. No, I'm just joking.
Is he lactose intolerant?
Nope. Loves milk, loves ice cream, cannot stand cheese.
I could eat anything cheese. Like, if I go to hot dog on a stick, I'd rather have cheese on a stick than a hot dog on a stick.
I don't like to agree with Kelly, but I do.
I have to make meals, especially for him, like enchiladas without cheese, pizza without cheese.
You have to stop. You can't continue like that. I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's been almost 40 years together, so I can't get out of it now.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.